Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
As with the last psalm, so with Psalm 55, David finds it soothing to have his thoughts accompanied by the string section of the orchestra, especially when his nerves could be jangling because of those who, quote, bring down trouble on him, Psalm 55, verse 3. In fact, Psalm 54 through 59 all carry the common theme of David on the run. Some titles mention the particular events through which he was passing. This psalm gives a strong clue that David is describing Absalom's rebellion, especially verses 12 to 14. As you read through the 23 verses, three movements become obvious. In section 1, verses 1 to 8, he is focused on himself. Not surprisingly, the overall impression is his internal distress. He says, quote, "I am restless in my complaint and moan noisily," verse 2. And again, quote, "My heart is severely pained within me, and the terrors of death have fallen upon me. Fearfulness and trembling have come upon me, and horror has overwhelmed me," verses 4 and 5. In section 2, verses 9 to 15, his eyes turn to his external destroyers. And although the others grieve him, the sorest blow comes from a near friend, verses 12 to 14 and 20 to 21. This is probably Ahithophel, his intimate counselor, but also Bathsheba's grandfather, who took the occasion of Absalom's revolt to get back at David. Prophetically, it also mirrors the betrayal of Judas. One cannot be betrayed except by a friend. Thankfully, at last, in section 3, verses 16 to 23, David turns heavenward and seeks help from his eternal deliverer. We join in and say, quote, "The Lord shall save me, evening and morning, and at noon I will pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice," verses 16 and 17. We gladly take David's advice, quote, "Cast your burden on the Lord, and he shall sustain you," verse 22. Sustain the burden? Yes, but you too.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.